Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello, and welcome to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night in Adrian. Frickers is the place to be pretty much, I'd say, every night. It's a safe bet every night. Monday night is very special, though. It's the NFL jersey giveaway. All you have... Are you okay? Okay. That was scary. Yeah, that was some ACTV equipment. It's not broken. It's just a cover. We're fine. Monday night NFL jersey giveaway. Just show up and fill out a little card, a little raffle ticket. They put your name in a drawing. At the halftime of the NFL game, they'll draw one winner, and you win an NFL jersey. Pretty simple. You don't have to stick around until halftime. They'll call you if you win. And if I win, everyone on the show will know I've been trying to win for a very long time, but unsuccessful. My name is Ian Wentz. Josh Mitchell is back in our cave studios. Josiah Durrell here for Adrian College TV, doing some social media things. A full slate today, four student athletes to talk to. We're talking NCAA women's hockey, NCAA men's hockey, men's basketball, and women's basketball in the second part of our hour. And we're going to kick things off very fittingly with the NCAA women's hockey team. We are going to be talking with Riley Johnson, a junior, a forward from Farmington, Michigan. She is a transfer, so coming home, sort of. She is here from Mercyhurst University, and we welcome her into the show. Game-winning goal yesterday, and here she is at Frickers. Well, Riley, first of all, thanks for doing this. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, question I ask everybody who's on the show is, what brought you to Adrian College? Obviously, a transfer in, so what brought you here?
So first, knowing Skelly for a couple of years, obviously he's not here anymore, but I'd say he was a big part of bringing me to Adrian. I loved how small the school was. I loved how small the campus is, how you can walk everywhere, how close-knit it is, and I love how successful the hockey program was. Looking at the Frozen Four knockout last year and how successful their season was and how successful we are this year so far was a huge part of picking Adrian.
Culture, right?
Yeah.
A winning culture.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of, right, kind of a homecoming in a way.
Like back, yep. Back being to Michigan, closer to home, yeah. Which is very nice. I wasn't that far. Mercyhurst was only 4 hours, but it's still way nicer being only an hour and 15 from home, getting to go home every Sunday or just whenever I want. It's very nice.
You talked about Coach Skelly kind of recruiting you in a way, you know, getting you over here, and you get to campus, and here's Coach Chad Davis. So a lot of learning from him, getting to know the players, and you getting to know him. What was that like for you? Like, new school and, a new coach too.
Yeah, it was super hard transitioning here. Honestly, I thought it'd be a lot easier than it was. And then finding out Skelly was leaving was just another rock in the road, but honestly, I think Chad, there couldn't have been a better contestant for a head coach than him. He's amazing, and I'm so glad it was him that was chosen to be our coach. And honestly, it's just been great with him so far.
New school, new coach, new players. I mean, it's a team that is bringing a lot back, and I think they're pretty outspoken about it. They want to play in and win the final game of the season to win a national championship. How's it been on the ice? Skating with your line mates and your teammates?
It's good. I love my line mates, Zoe and Emma. We work so well together. We just read off of each other so well, and I think our bond off the ice is so special. Our full team, we're just so special, and we just have so much fun. Even at practice, I think we take everything so seriously, but we also have fun doing it. So going into practice knowing we need to work on this and this just so we can be successful for the weekend, and we just love what we do, and that's what makes it so much better.
Going from, for people that don't know, you know, the makeup of college hockey, there's no Division II in NCAA, so it's not a big jump down to D3. And when you're, you know, in a program now that's perennially a top four top five, top 10 team in the country. Level of play, you know, you could say in some instances is comparable. We played a weekend series against a very good team in UW-River Falls. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You've had some big goals early in the season, a couple goals down in that tournament in Tampa, Florida. In the championship game, you scored two to beat number 8 Utica. This is where you give credit to all your teammates for making it happen for you, right?
Yeah. Well, my teammates are a big part of any game. How I score, it starts with people from the back and even people from the shifts before. They always make it happen, and they help me in every way possible.
Talking with Riley Johnson with the NCAA women's ice hockey team, very unique and cool trophy, quote-unquote, from down in Florida. Where is the surfboard? Is it in a trophy case in the hallway, or is it in the locker room?
We put it in the locker room above our sticks, but then Chad whipped it out and put it like where our locker room is so everyone can see before the game on Friday or Saturday and Sunday, just to remind us that we can win and we need to do it again.
And it just wasn't just a tournament. Every team was ranked in that tournament, so we might even see them down the road.
I know, yep. It was nice to play them. Coming off of some teams that we played in the past weeks where they were kind of a blowout, so it was nice to play some teams where it was a closer game and a little bit better competition.
So the Bulldogs this year, they are 10-2, and the biggest win to this point in the season was yesterday afternoon. The Bulldogs took on the Falcons of UW-River Falls. Snapped a 40-game unbeaten streak for them. It was an NCAA Division III record, and your line was instrumental in that. Zoe Lorai scored the empty netter to finish off the game yesterday, and a pretty sick goal Saturday night. She told me she kind of blacked out after she did the toe drag, and then a view with the game winner. Like, that type of shot you took, short side, not a lot to shoot at. Was that just, hey, I need to get this on net? Or what was going through your mind on that?
Yeah, so I saw that the defense or the forward that was trying to angle me off had, like, a weaker angle. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep going. And then my family's actually been nagging on me to shoot more. So I actually thought in my head I just need to get this on net so they don't yell at me after the game. And top right is usually my go-to, that side. So I was like, I'm just going to shoot it there. And I think it hit her shoulder and went in or something like that. And super exciting.
That moment with your line mates, and I mean it was special. Like, in the stands, the weekend was kind of ruckus. A very good crowd at the Arrington, but like in that moment, were your line mates still on the ice? They didn't go for a change or anything. So when they came over and congratulated you in a radio-friendly way, what was that like, and what did they say?
Oh, it was awesome. Zoe was like, I was changing, and I saw you, I knew you were about to score, so I was like, I had to rush you right away. And when I celebrate, I'm a big jumper, so I was just jumping all over them, and it was so fun. They were all so excited, and it was just such a great atmosphere, and you could hear everyone banging on the boards and yelling, and it was just super exciting.
I'm not a hockey savant, but I'm learning more and more every game. The way your team plays hockey, if I were a forward, I'd lose probably 100 pounds during the season. It is dump and chase.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the D are just throwing pucks in your third, and you have to go get them. Like, am I pretty close to – you don't do it all the time, but it seems like it happens pretty consistently.
I would say more this weekend was our focus of trying to just chip it past the defense and – get it down there. We're not so much of a dump and chase team, but I think that was more of the focus this weekend, like glassing out and chase. It was super tiring, but we made it work, and it did work, so I'm glad we figured that out. And we changed it up a little bit the second game and how we forecheck and how we're going to break out, but glassing out and dump, go get it, was all of our main focus.
It works sometimes, but I don't know the percentage, but
yeah.
A lot of icing, a lot of sprints, and then skate back.
Mm-hmm.
That can be tiring.
It gets tiring, yeah, especially when you're hemmed in the zone a little bit, and then you're just trying to skate it to the red line. But then when there's an icing, you just gotta kind of take your time getting back to the circle so you're not winded the rest of the shift.
Sure. Yeah, I get it. Talking with Riley Johnson on the ACL Access Show with the NCAA women's hockey team. We talked about your line mates, Emma Simon, freshman.
Oh, yeah.
Zoe Lori, upperclassman, and then you in the mix there. Your defense pairings, four played quite a bit this past weekend, and there are two that have been there for a long time, Maya Roy, Catherine Trubin. What's it like from the leadership standpoint of those two?
They're great. They always know what they're talking about. It's easy going on the ice with them because you know that they know their role, what they're doing. They kind of read off of you, so they see you and they know what they're doing like that. So it's pretty simple playing with them. Off the ice, they're great leaders, and they help us with everything, advice. And, yeah, they just know what they're doing all the time, and that helps us a lot on the ice with confidence.
Let's talk about your goalie for a second. Coach throughout the – I think it's the correct pronunciation for Annie's last name. Throw a little French twist on it.
Oh, yeah.
Annie Gilbert. Is that kind of what he called her
a little while ago? I don't know how he – I always wonder how he says it, but I can never understand when he says it, but it's so funny.
So we'll Americanize it. Annie Gilbert.
Yes.
You know, face some adversity in the first game. Let a couple one-on-one, you know, get past her. But
yeah.
Sunday, she let one squeak through her. But after that, she was a brick wall.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like knowing that there's someone in that last line of defense like her that's going to make plays?
Yeah. Getting out there and knowing she's behind us makes it a lot simpler in the game. We know that she can stop pucks. She knows that she can stop pucks. So I think playing in front of her makes us have an easier time when having the puck and making plays. It makes us more confident. And she just has so much confidence in herself that it's really great for her to be out there with us and makes it easier on our part.
I know your team doesn't need really any motivation, but I might add some here. The latest ranking came out, and you stayed at number four.
Yeah.
Despite a win over River Falls. The three teams above you, very good, but staying in that four spot, is that something you guys are going to use moving forward to keep the edge a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think going into the next weekends and future weekends, we'll just want to keep pushing through and getting wins so that maybe we can even jump River Falls and get to that number one spot is our goal.
Coming up, you have a weekend series, Milwaukee School of Engineering coming in for a conference matchup. It's their first season. They are 2-8-1 on the year. How can your team avoid kind of a letdown, so to speak?
Yeah, so playing teams like that, it's easy to play down to their level or at a not as good play for us. And I think just sticking to our game and doing what we do every weekend, focusing on what we did against River Falls, just keep shooting, crashing the net, doing all of that will help us be successful against MSOE.
All right, Riley, you're done. Check your watch, look at your phone, all done. It's great to talk to you. I'm glad you did this. I know you've had a lot of media attention with that tournament down in Florida and then yesterday after the win. Congratulations on everything you've done so far here, and I know there's a lot more to come.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Riley Johnson with the NCAA women's hockey team, a junior forward from Farmington, Michigan. You can watch Riley and the rest of the Bulldogs as they host MSOE this weekend, Friday at 7 o'clock over at the Arrington Ice Arena. Our next broadcast of women's ice hockey will be when they travel to the frozen tundra, Green Bay, take on St. Norbert. We're going to talk some men's ice hockey, the NCAA side. Right after this, Ian Amsball. We got the Ians on the air. Coming up next, we'll be right back with more of the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
ACL. Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Visit the Arrington Ice Arena with your family and friends for men's and women's hockey with exciting games every day starting Thursday evening through Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too, ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Visit the Arrington Ice Arena with your family and friends for men's and women's hockey with exciting games every day starting Thursday evening through Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Good evening and welcome back to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers. The place starting to fill up. It's a great time here at Frickers. Weekday specials. Monday is the boneless chicken, bone-in chicken. On Tuesday, Wednesday is that sirloin steak, and Thursday, the frickin' chicken chunks. And don't forget the lunch specials. 11 a.m., that's when they open, till 2 p.m. It's a great deal. You can get... Oh, geez, let's go through my favorite. We got a, frickin' chicken wrap, fries and a drink. I think it's just $7.99. I mean, you can't beat that deal. You get a house salad, BLT sandwich, that's underrated, burger, boneless wings, chicken strips, chicken chunks, and all that good stuff. They have happy hour at Frickers, 3 to 6, and then 9 until close with drink and food specials as well. I feel like everybody I talk to on the show, if they're in season, should stay away from some of this kind of food. So if they, you know, we won't tell their coach if they do. We'll put it that way. We just finished talking with Riley Johnson with the NCAA women's ice hockey team. We're going to switch over to the men with Ian Amsbaugh, a sophomore forward from... Botno, North Dakota. Pretty close. The sophomore currently leads the team in all these categories: goals, assists, points, 3 power play goals. That leads the Bulldogs as well. Adrian now 7-3 on the season, 4-2 in conference play. A tough weekend series sweep over Marion. And Ian, that's kind of the way the season's gone. Like, obviously nothing comes easy, and you don't expect it to, but, you know, Bulldog fans have probably lost some hair, maybe some gray hairs, and I'm sure it can be stressful at times, but you got to look at some positives too. Overall, though, could you kind of assess the way the season's gone?
Yeah, I think it's going good. I mean, we're expecting every game to, you know, put the pace on everyone and dictate play, and we're trying to do that more and more each game, and we know everyone that's coming into Adrian wants to beat us bad, and it's game 7 for them, so we need to treat it like that too. And overall, just play a full 60 each game, and we'll like the result after.
A full 60 is right. You've had some late-game heroics on your squad. You've had some overtime wins like you had the other day against Marion. But this team just finds a way. And look, things are different, right? Coach Krug is gone. Yeah, they hired an Adam to, you know, come on board after an Adam. So you got Adam Phillips, Coach Tomer there, Matt Thompson. So some things are the same, some things are different. The coaching and the roster a little bit different this year from last year. But you know, being a sophomore on this team, had some Frozen Four experience last year, and you know, gunning for another national championship for the team, hopefully. But you had a really tough stretch to start the season. I mean, you start with Utica. That's a ranked team. You got the USA Development Program. You had a top 10 team in Aurora come in and beat us twice. And I mean, it's been a tough road, right? Tough little schedule. But can you talk to me about your line mates, right? You get the 7 goals. Those are often the play made before you, right? And assist, you're helping your teammate out. Ian, who are you on a line with this season for the most part?
It's been changing up, but right now I'm with Petosha, and I was with Nienhaus last game. But every game it kind of changes. I was with Summers for a bit, but whoever I'm playing with, I like playing with them. We build that chemistry, and then on the power play, Swader, and he's in front, and he's been working with flash screens with me, so the goalie can't see the puck. So he doesn't get credit for when I score, but I owe him a lot.
No offense to Jake, but he's not the biggest guy. Why aren't you in front?
Swader just has that. He just has that dog in him.
Okay, right.
And he likes to get in the gritty areas.
I get it. He's the captain, right? You always got to do some of those like Henrik Zetterberg kind of plays and getting people's minds and things like that. Let's get to last weekend, Marion. Ups and downs. But you found a way to win. What have the conversations been like with coach? I mean, it sounds like you're trying to figure out who should be where in the lineup, a very talented lineup, on top of all that. But what's the locker room kind of been like? Maybe difference from Coach Crew to Coach Phillips?
I think Philly just really emphasizes, winning is tough in this league, and every team coming into us is going to give us their best fight, and no one's just going to let us win. And going into every game with a new mindset, Friday we didn't play our best, got the outcome we wanted. Saturday I thought we had spurts where we looked really good, and then we took plays off, so ultimately got both wins. But for the room as a team, I just think everyone, we need to know how to do our job and everyone do their job to the best ability that they can, and if all 20 guys are doing that, we'll like what's happened.
Well said. You just took on a NCHA conference opponent in Marion. You got 5 out of 6 possible points with a regulation win and an overtime win. Certainly compared to last year, but maybe in years past too, from my perspective, this is the best this conference has been on the men's side. You have you got that school in Green Bay, you got Aurora, you got Trine, all right around that top 10 spot. And there are teams in the lower half of the conference that will take you to overtime or maybe steal a game from you. I think you've kind of alluded to that. But what's your mindset for that kind of? It's a tough league. It's like the SEC of men's D3 hockey.
For sure. Every team in our division can play, and we know each of these games are so crucial for standings and pair-wise of points and stuff, and that we need to go in and get 3 points each night. And just, it doesn't matter who we're playing, we just need to win.
Talking with Ian Amsbaugh with the NCAA men's ice hockey team at Adrian College right here on the AC All Access Show. Team is ranked right now number 7 in the country as the USCHO.com poll came out this afternoon. 4-2 in conference play. You're still looking up at Trine, St. Norbert, Aurora, and Concordia University of Wisconsin. Is that something, it's out there, right? Do you guys look at that kind of stuff? Does Coach Philly talk about that at all, or it's just within these four walls?
It's just within our room. We know how good we can be and where we can, what we can get to, and just day by day trying to get better to fully come to our potential.
You being a sophomore in this lineup, leading the team right now in all these categories, Tosh, Ryan Petosha, scored the game winner. Finally a senior. I feel like he's been around for 8-9 seasons. That just shows you how long or how early he got to play and just how talented he is. And you played a lot, last year. Jake Swade being your captain, junior, right, for Swader. And, how do you find yourself blending with some of the upperclassmen in terms of, right, this guy's talented but young, so we got to treat him like, okay, he's good, but he's still a sophomore, right? Do you get that sense, or not, what's it like chemistry-wise?
I feel like we, on the ice and stuff, we don't really care who is in what grade. We all are here at Adrian for a reason, and we all got recruited to come here because we all are great players and we all can play a team game. So whoever's in the lineup, we know that they're going to put their best foot forward and we'll be buzzing all together.
I should have led with this question, and it was right there to ask you, what brought you to Adrian, Michigan, all the way from North Dakota? I mean, obviously hockey, but no offense, but how'd we find you over North Dakota?
North Dakota doesn't have any D3 teams, so Minnesota has a couple, but I wanted to come to a place where I could, you know, further my development, and winning was very important to me. So I felt like here with Tomer and Philly, I mean, they push our development. I feel like I'm getting better every day, and, you know, we're not happy here unless we get a ring. So that's what everyone's going for.
So did you reach out to the school, or did Philly or Tomer come find you?
Tomer, I talked to Tomer in my last year junior at the end of the year, and we talked over the summer, and I ultimately decided to come here and haven't regretted it at all.
Did you make him come out to North Dakota?
He came out to Winnipeg and yeah, him and crew came out to Winnipeg to watch me play in the Centennial Tournament, and everything's history from there.
Yeah, that's a haul. That's even, I guess, if you do the geometry, probably similar, right? North Dakota.
Yeah, probably the same distance. Anton Sorensen was playing in that tournament too, and he was committed, so they went to watch him, and then they were watching me too there, so that's why they went up.
Wow. That's a cool story. Maybe clip that for ACTV, Josiah. After the holiday, so it looks like you have a weekend series. This weekend you go to Milwaukee School of Engineering conference play. The Engineers are 3-5-1 this year. They are 2-4-0 in conference play. But again, I mean, you're getting everybody's best, and I think they'll see a result like, oh, Marion took Adrian in overtime. So they kind of get that feeling that, oh, we can play with these guys. How do you go about that?
I think just right away Friday night we've been looking for a first start, first goal. Going out there, it doesn't matter who we play. It's just we know what we have to do in the room to compete, and that's what we're looking for.
All right, good stuff. We'll be keeping an eye on the Bulldogs out in Milwaukee. After the holiday, they're hosting Aurora University for a non-conference game December 29th, and then they'll play Bowdoin on the 31st for a holiday tournament at the Arrington. So it's been nice talking to a Bulldog forward from North Dakota, Ian Amsbaugh, with the NCAA hockey team on the men's side. Congrats on all the success this season, and let's keep it going.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And once again, you are listening to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com here at Frickers in Adrian. We'll be right back. We're talking basketball, and that means if it is any indication of last time the women's basketball team was here, the whole team will show up to support their teammates. So we'll talk to Aubrey Hicks a little bit later. But after the break, Nick Seifert with the men's basketball team coming up next. With Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios, I'm Ian West at Frickers, listening to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Visit the Arrington Ice Arena with your family and friends for men's and women's hockey with exciting games every day starting Thursday evening through Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only
$36.99.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, balls, sausage, too.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Visit the Arrington Ice Arena with your family and friends for men's and women's hockey, with exciting games every day starting Thursday evening through Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, ooh, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks.
Good evening and welcome back to the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. Just off the intersection of Beecher and Main, it's the place to be for lunch, dinner, late night. Your kids eat free all day, every day. The adults got to buy something. You can't just come in here for free. But it's a good deal for the kids. They can be picky eaters, so might as well be free. We got some drink specials, food specials later tonight, 9 p.m. till close for happy hour, and the midday 3 to 6 p.m. happy hour as well. Got the frickin' lunch combo specials from open until 2 p.m. You have the weekday values, boneless chicken tonight, Tuesday night bone in, steak on Wednesday, and chicken chunks on Thursday. And one of my personal favorites, the Parkmore Chicken on Sundays. A little bit different. I like it. All right, women's basketball coming up in about 15 minutes or so as their whole team is filing in. But now we're going to talk with the senior forward from Tiffin, Ohio, number 10 on the men's basketball team, Nick Seifert. He's become a regular on the show. We appreciate you coming back and talking Bulldog basketball.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's season thus far. The record probably isn't what you guys wanted or expected or thought you could do. You're competitive in a lot of these games, though. You know, you just recently played down in Ohio, about 10-11 point difference, and I was there for the Siena Heights game. We had that one. It slipped away late, but that's your non-conference, right? You need to figure out what kind of team you are and different lineup combinations and things like that. Nick, how would you assess, the record isn't what you want, I get that, but how would you assess the start to the season?
Obviously the record isn't where we want it to be, but the thing about it is, like, we're in every single one of these games. Like, we've shown to ourselves, and we put a lot on tape that, we can be a really good team. We can compete with anybody in the country. Like, we talk a lot about last year, we took Trine to the buzzer twice, and Trine ended up obviously going to win in the Natty. And we have pretty much the same team back. So, like, we know that we can do it and that we will do it. We just have to figure some stuff out and figure out how to close out some of these games.
Yeah, and can that be frustrating in a way to know, okay, we couldn't close that out last year, and it's been a struggle sometimes this year to find a way, like, last 5 minutes, be the team on the winning side? How can you turn that page, get to that next level?
I think you really just have to do it a couple times in a row. Like, maybe get on a 3-game win streak, and then, these close games, they come down to the last five, and we find a way to lose in the last five, it feels like. So once we start figuring out how to win these last 5 minutes, like, when we go into these last five with, like, a 4-point lead, extending that lead to 8 instead of keeping it at 4, keeping them in the game, mm-hmm. I think we just have to find a way to start extending leads late instead of letting them hang around.
Now, I will say your one win was the buzzer beater against Bluffton, so you did find a way to win in that game. MC hitting that big shot, right? This lineup is one I've watched your team play a few times, and it's not a very short bench. I think Coach Kaiser has 8-9 guys that he's comfortable going with in any given situation, and maybe some guys that were starting last year or coming off the bench or flip-flop in the lineup. How do you find chemistry as a basketball team that, there's not one guy right? It depends on the day.
Yeah. I think a lot of it goes back to, like, we're a very senior-laden team, and, like, we have a ton of seniors, so we've been playing together for 4 years now, so we kind of know what to expect and what each guy is going to do out there. And even, like, Seth, who's a junior, and Braylon, a sophomore, like, they played a ton of ball with us. And, like,
yeah,
even, like, in open gyms through the fall and springs, you just play with them a ton, so you know who they are, you know what to expect, and know where they're going to be at all times.
Talking with Nick Seifert with the men's basketball team at Adrian College. He was the second-team all-conference last year for the Bulldogs. You have three more games before the holiday. Then you go to Pennsylvania for a pair of non-conference games. Decent amount of travel for your team this year. You've made a couple trips to Ohio and that type of thing. That can really – it naturally builds team chemistry, right?
Yeah, going on these long trips, long bus rides, you're pretty much just forced to sit back there and just talk with each other. And then I always love, like, the overnight trips, too. Staying in hotels, you just sit there, you play cards until midnight or whatever with the whole team and play video games, then you all go to bed. Like, it really builds a lot of chemistry, and you really learn a lot about the rest of your teammates doing that.
Yeah, so it's not just an open gym in the summer or in the fall or whenever.
Yeah.
Just on a personal level, you get to know the guys.
Yeah.
Okay, you have Oberlin College this Saturday on the road. Then you play Dominican University out of Chicago on Monday at home at 5 o'clock. I don't know. Maybe it's just me not realizing the schedule that you haven't had a conference game yet. I feel like sometimes they'll throw one in early, but you don't play one until January 8th. That's kind of – is that normal in your time at the school?
Second semester is always time for conference play.
Okay, so they don't sneak any in first semester. Okay. I haven't done a scouting report on Oberlin College or Dominican. I'm sure Coach Kaiser's looked at some film for those two, but when we get into league play, I know height is a challenge sometimes for us. You know, the Calvins and the Tryons of the world bring out taller players. Mm-hmm. Are there teams on your schedule that Coach Kaiser tried to put out there and say, okay, this is kind of like what, you know, Calvin brings to the table or what Hope brings to the table? Are there teams that are comparable to MIAA teams?
Yeah, definitely. One thing I've always noted in my 4 years, like, we played a seriously tough non-conference schedule every single year, so it gets us ready for conference play, which we all know MIAA is, like, unforgiving.
Yeah.
But I think our season opener is the best test. Dennison, they had a 6'9 big who's really, really good. He's probably going to be an all-region type player, and that really got us ready, and they're probably going to go win their conference down in Ohio this year.
Okay.
So it was a really good team we played. Should have beat, I think.
And being from Ohio, Tiffin area, does that kind of give you – maybe you know some of these schools just from growing up and things like that. So if you play – maybe it's just a media assumption, but, like, when you play a school from Ohio and they see you're from Ohio, is there kind of a chip on your shoulder a little bit, or do they talk, you know, those kind of things?
I would say maybe not all of them. Definitely the ones that recruited me and whatnot. And a lot of the guys, like, I know, I've known one guy from pretty much every team that we played in Ohio.
Really?
At least one guy that played with an AAU or played against an AAU or high school ball or whatever. So that's something I've always kind of enjoyed, just seeing different guys where they ended up.
That's interesting. That is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And it's not a conference, too, but, you know, you're still ultra-competitive and want to win. All right, so talk with Nick Seifert with the men's basketball team. At this point, right, you're not really installing new offenses. You kind of know who you are, right? Familiar roster from last year. And you talked about trying to find ways to win. And, you know, last year's record wasn't great, but here you were in the MIAA championship game and took Trine to the wire. And, you know, how are you going to climb out of sort of this – winning lull, so to speak, 1-5. But, you know, like we've said, you've been competitive this year.
Yeah.
Like, you talked about winning the 5 minutes or winning a 4-minute stretch. Mm. Is that just something where you know what you have to do, but the team's just got to execute, or what do you think it is?
I think just when it comes down to it, we just have to believe in who we are and what we do and just trust that every single person out on the floor is going to make the right play every single time. I think a lot of times, sometimes we panic and somebody might try to make a hero play or get out of the realm of the offense or the defense. And I think if we just stay true to who we are, I think we can finally find a way to close out these games.
I want to talk about some of your teammates, and you're a very, you know, says you're a forward, but I've seen you run the point.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen you have to play down low because of foul trouble for a player or something like that. If we can just, you know, touch on a few players on the roster. We had Seth Logan and Braylon Dickerson on the show a few weeks ago. Seth, you know, you mentioned a junior, and Braylon a sophomore, and you know, guys that I'm glad stayed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you are too, to just add something different to the offense. But Logan's become a shooter, which I think he was, but yeah, didn't get a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
He's a confident shooter. Braylon, kind of a slasher, driver,
yeah,
kind of guy, but he's got a decent shot too. What's it like being on the court with those two guys? And I know JJ, Josh Jordan, starts at, quote, the forward, the five position, yeah, for you too.
Seth, honestly, really nice, because I've, like, my main thing, I love driving the ball, getting in the paint, and then always seeing two bodies and being able to kick it to Seth, who's going to knock down a wide open three. It's very, a really good luxury to have. Braylon's just an uber talented kid, man. Like, he's one of the most talented, if not the most talented player I've played with here. Like, he can do everything, and he's 6'5", really good, like, just super athletic. Yeah, we're lucky to have him. And then, obviously, JJ, the big, you know, he might be undersized, but he fights down there and he does what he can and does really well at it. Like, he's had, I think, a couple double-doubles now this season. And so, I mean, he might be undersized, but he definitely gets the job done.
He's MIAA undersized.
Yeah.
You know, he's, what, 6'6", 6'7"?
About 6'6",
something
probably,
like that,
yeah.
Would you say you and Braylon play the same, you want to do the same kind of things on the court? Like, you're not exactly the same player,
yeah,
obviously, but does he go to you for pointers or things like that, driving the ball? Because you've done that your whole,
yeah,
career here.
I think me and Braylon have a very good relationship, being sophomore and senior. I think we really bounce ideas off of each other within the offense. And when it comes to, like, how did you do this certain move? And, like, we'll work on it in the gym together. Like, we've gotten in the gym quite a bit over the past 2 years. And I think being able to bounce ideas and bounce different moves that the other person does is very good.
Okay.
Person to have.
One more about Coach. Coach Tim Kaiser, he's been there. Geez, is this year four?
Yeah.
Were you his first recruiting cycle?
Yeah.
I mean, does he trust you to, like, be a coach on the court?
Yeah.
Are you at that point?
Yeah, he actually gets on me about not getting on people enough, about speaking my mind a little bit more and saying different things that I've seen. So, yeah, I'd say we've gotten to that point.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, let's flip that record around, get some non-conference wins, and get some momentum, because MIAA season will be here before you know it.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
Once again, Nick Seifert with the men's basketball team. A senior from Tiffin, Ohio. Bulldogs will be at home next, taking on Dominican University Monday. That would be the 16th of December at 5 o'clock at the Marilat. Conference play opens for the Bulldogs. They're home against the Scots of Alma College, January 8th. We'll be right back with more of the ACL Access Show. The women's basketball team waiting in the wings. Aubrey Hicks will be my guest in just a moment. Live from Frickers in Adrian, you're listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Visit the Arrington Ice Arena with your family and friends for men's and women's hockey, with exciting games every day starting Thursday evening through Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
Adrian Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Visit the Arrington Ice Arena with your family and friends for men's and women's hockey with exciting games every day starting Thursday evening through Sunday afternoon.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want. Frickin' chicken chunks.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We are live from Frickers in Adrian. We already got the Aubrey, Aubrey chant from her cheering section, her teammates on the NCAA women's basketball team over at Adrian College. Aubrey Ickes joins me on the show. She's a junior forward from nearby Livonia, Michigan. We'll talk to Aubrey in a second. I need to talk about Frickers, though, first, being a gracious host. Happy hour, 3 to 6 and 9 till close at Frickers Drink and Food Specials on that. I think my favorite thing here is the lunch special. It's a $6.99 frickin' lunch combo, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., Monday through Friday. Dine-in or carry-out, it says on the menu. You can get basically an entree, fries, and a drink for that price. So I'll get the chicken wrap. Fries and a drink, $7. Tip your server well. You really can't beat the price. Their everyday values include Monday night boneless chicken, bone-in chicken on Tuesdays, steak on Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday. If you want to get the same awesome service that I get every Monday, ask for Tara to be your waitress. She does a great job. With yours truly and Stacy, and I could be a handful sometimes at the table. So she does an awesome job putting up with us. And now we're going to talk some women's basketball. As I mentioned, Aubrey joins me. She's far enough away from her teammates where she doesn't have to get embarrassed or anything like that. All right, I got to ask the question. You haven't been on the show before.
No.
So I want to know what brought you to Adrian College. Did you come in as a freshman? Did you transfer in, or how'd that story unfold?
Yeah, so I was getting recruited by them, like, senior year of high school for basketball. I was getting recruited by a couple schools, like Albion, like, just the schools in our conference, really. Oof. But, I did a tour at Adrian and really fell in love with the campus. And the fact that, I mean, we do have small classes for all the D3 schools, but mainly my major, I heard that there's great professors, and so that's really what brought me here.
I guess we have to shout out your professors. What degree are you pursuing?
Marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Very cool. I probably know a few in the marketing department at the college. All right, so junior year, first year with Coach Miller over there. He can be an animated fella. Sounds like he's a pretty intense coach.
Yeah.
But those coaches love their teams.
Mm-hmm.
And, me working those games doing PA, I can tell, he fights for calls for you guys to get. And he'll coach you hard. If you make a mistake, you're getting out of the game, and he's going to talk to you. So we kind of talked off the air. That's been one of the differences between this year and your first couple.
Yeah, definitely. Coming in like freshman sophomore year, our coach was definitely not as animated. She didn't have as much to say during the games. Never was really yelling at the refs, which I love that Coach Miller does that. You can tell that he truly cares. And if he thinks that the refs made a mistake, they're gonna hear it. And if you made a mistake, you're gonna hear it, which is great from a coach because it just keeps you working and keeps you on your toes. But you know what you need to do better.
Yeah, and it's not to say that Coach Morris didn't care. It's just a different way.
Yes, definitely.
Of showing it. So you've started 6 games out of 8 to begin the season.
Mm-hmm.
Just about 27.5 minutes per game. So a little over half the game. You average just over 7 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. We got to get that rebound number up.
Yes, definitely.
You are too tall to not have more rebounds
yes,
than that.
Yes, and I hear it from Coach Miller. I know okay. I have to work on it. It's something I have to do better in practice and definitely in games, but yeah.
I've had the chance to watch, I don't know, where we had three or four games, pretty much everyone you've had at home, and Coach plays a lot of young women.
Yes.
I mean, he's not afraid to go down the bench and play a freshman
yeah.
or bench someone for a little while if they need it. Could you talk about, you know, playing for that kind of coach where they have media timeouts so that you don't need to sub as much.
Yeah.
Players are getting time to rest, but a guy that's not afraid to hold people accountable in-game mm-hmm. and obviously, the assistant coaches do that, too.
I think it's great. It makes you work harder. You know that you're not just going to be able to play the whole game, even if you're a junior or senior. You have to work for the minutes that you get, and we do have many great freshmen this year. So we know that they deserve the time that they get, and if they're getting it over you, then you need to put in more work.
So kind of the trying to memorize your starting lineup. I know you have Kylie at the mm-hmm. point for the most part. You have Caitlin.
Yep.
Otto at one of the other guard spots. You in the middle. And
we have Morgan and Darby.
That's right. How can I forget Morgan?
I know Morgan.
She was on the show before.
Yeah, she's been going off the past couple games.
Yeah. And Darby, she's one that, and I think Kylie too, you know, from JV, mm-hmm. you could kind of tell, okay, this player plays intense.
Yes.
You know, they're not afraid to try things.
Exactly.
And now it's kind of coming out mm-hmm. and showing itself at the varsity level.
Yeah.
2-6 on the year, 1-1 in conference play. That took a tough one at home,
yes.
most recently in conference play. I'm just going to erase that third quarter.
Yeah, that's what got us. The third quarter, it was like 23-5. They scored 23, we scored 5 that quarter. We really kind of just didn't come out with the best energy. We realized that. We kind of picked it up in the fourth, but it was a little bit too late.
Right. The record is what the record is. 1-1 in conference play. That's the one that's important. Win over Kalamazoo in overtime. You take on Olivet on Monday. Next week? So you get
the
a week
16th,
off?
The 16th, I believe, yeah.
Week off. Nice. So you get extra practice, mm-hmm. right? Is that what that means? Or
we,
you get some time
we
off?
We get a couple days off for the finals week just because we have exams and all that, but then we start right back up practices before that game.
Okay. And you're home.
Yes.
Which helps.
Yes.
Right. And then looks like you have Bluffton before Christmas and then a two-game tournament hosted by DePauw in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You've had a chance to go on some road trips with the team, and those are just natural chemistry builders.
Yes.
It's, you know, you have surprise. I've traveled with some teams, and you get more downtime than you realize on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get there, if you're really going far you get the day before.
Yeah.
Or you get there really early. Time on the bus, team bonding time, stuff like that. You just play games, or do you sit on your phone the whole time? What's your team do?
So when we traveled in the beginning of the year, we took vans. So, I mean, we were in close proximity for many hours, so that was fun. I mean, we talked a lot of the time, played music, sang together, kind of just that kind of stuff. And then at night, we just hung out in one person's room all together and talked. So it's great.
Okay.
Great bonding time.
So you're not just looking at your phone.
No.
Very cool. Well, that's good to know. That's nice.
Yes.
That's what it should be, right? Do you, as a player and kind of you as a team and coach as coach, talk about goals for the season? Or does he not really want to talk about that kind of stuff?
We haven't really talked about, like, for the whole season. It's more game by game what he wants to see from us. I mean, obviously, right now it's still a little bit early, especially with a new coach. So it's mainly, like, get our culture, like, figure out what we want to be as a team and be together as a team as a whole with both the players and the coaches.
What difference schematically, maybe offensive and defensively, have you seen from this year and last year?
Yeah, well, for offense especially, I mean, and defense. In practice, we break down everything, which wasn't really what we did the past 2 years. We kind of just, like, did the offense, but he goes, like, drill by drill, like, what he wants to see from us. And it's a lot of getting the ball into the post for the offense, which wasn't a big thing the last couple years, and then the post going up with it or finding the open player. And then for defense, it's a lot of we don't switch, like, the guards in the post, but the guards switch together. But it's a lot of he wants us up on the ball and not let them driving to the middle, which was never, like, something we worked on in the last couple of years.
And I think your roster, in a way, can maybe maximize itself if they get the ball into the painted area. I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you and you play in the post, like, I think Morgan's more than capable in the post, and I think Ashlyn Weatherly can be
definitely
too. So how do I know there are others I'm missing names, or maybe they don't play a lot, but you practice with them. Is it like, okay, our post players have really good chemistry and really good friends, and then the guards kind of do their own thing, or is the team, like, just all gelled together?
I would say we're all one team. Excuse me. In practice, we do split up, like, posts and guards.
Okay.
And that's just something you're going to do, though, because obviously we're doing two different things, but then we always bring it together at the end to work together.
Okay, very cool. Coach brought in a couple assistants.
Mm-hmm.
You got Angela, you got Wayne, yep, and Riley.
Yep.
What's it like with, I mean, did you play with Riley?
I didn't.
Okay, geez, I'm getting old. That's what that means.
I know Kylie, I'm pretty sure Kylie and Bailey did, though.
Okay.
So she's just a year above.
Okay.
From where I would have been playing with her.
How did, I don't know if they're there for every practice or how that goes. Or
yeah, so Angela and Coach Miller are there for every practice. Coach Perry and Coach Riley are kind of there, like, when they're able to.
Okay.
But it's really nice having more people, because last year and the year before we just had two, like, one head coach, one assistant, but now we have multiple eyes watching our practices and games, and then multiple people that can come up to you and tell you things you need to fix that we wouldn't have seen or heard before with just two coaches.
Yeah, I get that. Makes a lot of sense. Well, Aubrey, you can relax now.
Thank you.
Made it. Very good season so far.
Thank you.
Let's keep it rolling. You got finals.
Yes.
So study up, unless you're already done. And then good luck on Monday for another conference game.
Thank you so much.
Once again, Aubrey Hicks with the women's basketball team at Adrian College Junior, forward from Livonia. You can watch Aubrey and the Bulldogs, well, here at Frickers for a few minutes, but they're going to play Olivet Monday next week at home. So head on over to the Marilette. They also play Bluffton before Christmas, and then a two-game tournament down in Indiana. That's going to do it for me this week. Actually, the ACL Access Show is going to be off for 3 weeks. 3 weeks off, Stacy. So we'll restart in January. Second week in January. January 6th. So that'd be the first Monday in January. All right. Thank you again to Tara, our waitress here at Frickers. Does a great job. Joints jumping. Stop on by. Get your chance to win that NFL jersey. Yeah. Fill out the ticket. They pull the name at halftime of the Monday night game. And maybe this will be my week where I win, but probably not. So thank you to Mike Prang, Sports Information Director at Adrian College, setting up all these interviews for the ACL Access Show. I'm sure he's going to take advantage of time off on the show. Josiah Durrell with ACTV. Watch their social media for clips of the show on their various social media channels. Thanks to Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios, our engineer tonight, and to all the student athletes that talked to me today. 3 weeks off. We'll talk again in January. You've been listening to the AC All Access Show right here from Frickers in Adrian. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Monday Night Football is coming up next.
W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.